This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekness starts in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Newsflash, disaster forthcoming. But join us for the breaking news of the Legends Entertainment News stream. I am the operator.
And I'm Beef.
I'm John D.
Okay. All right. I don't know how to do this. Okay, here we go.
Daredevil
Ben
is
Affleck
Batman?
Is going to play Batman in the Warner Brothers sequel to Man of Steel.
Oh, that's going to be so great. He's only done so many movies. He's never done anything that's failed except, you know, Geely and...
All the action stuff that he did?
Why? Why would you...
Actually, wait. The Town was really good.
Yes, the worst thing in The Town was him. He's a great director. He's an amazing director.
Now, if he was to direct Man of Steel, that could be interesting.
That would be great.
But he's not.
Damn, you're right. Changing Lanes wasn't bad. Oh, for the love of shit sakes. I'm like, well, this could work. And now you guys... Mallrats was okay. He was in that, right?
Yeah.
I don't say he's a bad actor. I don't say that. But before the rumor mill, we were talking Josh Brolin. We were talking... You know, high caliber actor that I could see play the dark, brooding Batman.
And now the thing is, he's not, he doesn't even have the older Batman thingamajig
that
they were going for.
He's got his...
He's pretty much like a few years older than the guy who's playing Man of Steel. And
how are they going to play the aged, grizzled look with Ben Affleck?
No, it's not going to work.
Affleck!
It's with Josh Brolin... I could see it. I could totally see it. But,
I'm confused.
I really don't know what they are thinking right now.
I'm trying to think. Is this a Zack Snyder cast? Or this is a WB cast?
I have a feeling it's a WB
cast.
It wouldn't only because everything that has come out so far that they have talked about with Zack Snyder has always been this... We're going after an older Batman and the younger Superman, blah, blah, blah. This does not fit that. So I think WB came in and said, yeah, we need somebody flashy. Let's have Ben Affleck do it.
But why? For the love of fuck. All right, they're trying to put all this shit together to do Justice League or parts of it within the next 32 years, right?
Oh, and God, that really means it's going to be Batman and Justice League.
Yes, that's my fucking point.
Affleck's going to be Batman for the next 10 years.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
This is not just Ben Affleck is George Clooney. No, this is Ben Affleck will be Batman for longer than any other Batman
and he's
gonna has
be,
ever been.
It's going to be more Batman. It's not just going to be the Batman movies. It's going to be the Justice League movies. So it's going to be double Batman.
Either pull Heath Ledger.
It's no.
He better.
No, Heath Ledger had, even when he did like just Brokeback Mountain, that was hardcore shit. Oh. He did some great acting in that.
Okay, well, we can probably find one great Ben Affleck movie. Chasing Amy. He was great in
Goodwill
really
Hunting.
Liked The Town. I liked Argo, but whatever.
Argo. He was good, but again, it was the directing, and it was everybody around him that was good.
Unless he pulls,
he's so good.
Heath Ledger, it's not going to work. There's no way that this is going to work. I don't see him, especially to be able to carry him through to the next shit that they want to do. He's not grizzled. He's not old. You can't play him as. Beat down and haggard.
The only time he has ever played a superhero that worked was Hollywoodland.
Oh, that was... Okay. We want another good Ben Affleck. We'll give him the goods. One. He
but
was awesome.
That was
really good.
That was typecasting. He was a big guy. Agreed. In a and he was typecast in a certain role, and he was playing this, basically an actor that was falling behind and didn't have a career anymore. It was typecasting. This is not that.
Okay, I can see that.
This motherfucker ain't creative at all like Batman.
Fuck me.
Because I'm trying to remember Daredevil. I kind of like his Matt Murdock. No problem with his Matt Murdock. But what is Daredevil?
The only reason that he that I even see them casting him as Daredevil was because he looked like Matt Murdock would look. That's it. That's literally the look. He's a good looking guy. Great director. Phenomenal director.
Agreed.
I'm going to give him good actor.
I would not even give him good. I'm not going to lie. He's done too many things that have just been like, what? So
are they going to have to like age him every day for the fucking movie? I'm confused. I really don't.
I don't know. But the point is that Warner want those two actors to age together, so when they switch, they can switch them together. So I can understand the age thing. It's easier to age somebody and at some point you just catch up than
but
do the
still, inverse. It's Ben Affleck.
And if you're going to go with an older Batman to start in your universe anyways, why the fuck would you need to age him? He's going to be older than everybody because he's older than everybody.
Yeah, but they're signing 10 years.
That's why I'm thinking they're not even going for the grizzled Batman anymore. I think that's done.
Maybe they went with Ben Affleck thinking he's going to be their Robert Downey
Jr. Okay. No,
he's not.
Ben Affleck is not Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. is a fucking acting genius. He has always been an acting genius. That's why Hollywood pretty much forgave him for all the drugs and crap that he did. Because he is just that good when he's in front of the fucking camera.
Point operator.
But Ben Affleck, if he did all kinds of drugs and shit like that and woke up in a little kid's bed, they would want nothing to do with him.
I don't know. 10 years, I can't.
10 years, that's a lot of Batman.
He better bring the something, because...
He would have to be
angst-ridden and beat down or something. I don't know. I want to see that whole...
I said this contract is a 10-year contract.
To me.
If they are going to do this for 10 years, and he's not good, I mean, he's not going to be the Nolan Batman at all, which I never thought they would go back to a Nolan formula anyway. But I thought that we'd at least get somewhat close, be in the range of. But this is Schumacher territory.
This is Snyder.
Oh,
it's going to be beautiful.
We've always said Snyder brings the pretty. No one is saying that Snyder does not bring the pretty. And I liked Man of Steel a lot.
They figured extra pretty. Let's get Ben Affleck.
Exactly. We need more pretty. He's pretty. Let's bring him in. I liked Man of Steel a lot. The only thing that I ever had issue with was the fact that Clark Kent got the job at the end the way that he did. The man doesn't even have a college degree. What the fuck? But beyond that, I really liked it. I know there are a lot of naysayers about it, like, you know, why didn't Superman save the city, blah, blah, blah. And we talked about
the previous city. He just didn't save every motherfucker that ever lived.
Thank you. But this, I don't know what they're thinking. For a 10-year contract, not for, like you said, Wing, not for a one-shot deal. This is 10 fucking years.
Because
they're going to relaunch the Batman franchise around Ben Affleck.
Yes, because we don't have the specific. I say 10 years, but we don't have the specific. But let's think what Marvel is doing on their side right now. What they're doing, they're signing a three pictures deal for your main series, 3 picture deal for your crossover, and 4 option to appear in other stuff. That's
See,
where
the
I
ten,
get my
the
10
a good number, but you figure, okay, they're going to make the second one. Then they're going to go Justice League, probably. Mm-hmm. So if he's horrible in this one and this one bombs, or even if it does well, so then maybe they make a Justice League. If that doesn't work or doesn't work as well, do you think they're still going to be like, well, here, let's still stuff you, see how you fit into your own Batman franchise? If they have 1 or 2 bombs, I doubt.
That's a good point, BB, because
Superman, Batman can't
bomb. Here's the thing. If, let's say, Beef's right, that Man of Steel 2 does okay, does enough to justify having a whole Justice League movie. Then they do the Justice League movie, and the Justice League movie does not work. Are they really going to say, hey, Ben Affleck, let's give you your own fucking Batman franchise?
Even if it's just a one-off, at that point, that'll be his third fucking movie. You know what I mean?
That's man, the one thing, and when you have said this, that is the one franchise that has consistently worked for WB. Not Superman. Nothing else has worked for WB like Batman has. Nothing.
Nothing. And all, we can bitch about Batman and Robin.
It made money. Yeah, it was crap, but it made money.
Bat nipples.
Bat nipples. It's true. But Batman made money. That is the only thing that has worked for WB. Do you think WB is crazy enough if Justice League fails, if that happens, or it doesn't do nearly the box office that they expect it to do? Because they will have an expectation of money.
But just out of curiosity, do you really think that it can fail
Okay, you have a Superman that works, that he's believable. Say this next one just does like Ops has enough to get there. Now you have a little bit of sprinkling of Batman. You have your Superman and Batman. Now you're trying to bring all these other characters into this movie, so it's going to cost a shit ton already.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't do... I don't know. I could just see
it,
them...
It can't... Okay, I'll put it this way. It cannot do John Carter. It cannot.
No.
If it does John Carter, that's it. The whole
I don't even think it's possible that it could do John Carter just by
but
coming out.
Let's say it did... Okay, let's say it did Batman and Robin. It made money, but nobody liked it. And to this day, it is a joke. Do you really think that Ben Affleck, they will give Ben Affleck basically the keys to the Ferrari? Because that's what it is. That's what Batman is to WB. It is the Ferrari in their garage.
Can I take your Ferrari out and your daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's face it. The reason why Ben Affleck is...
He's a safe choice. And that's sick.
And I don't want to bitch too much because of this. And I will hold to this for a long time. Okay, this is Men of Steel. This is Zack Snyder's series. Is there in his contract an option to direct the first Batman of the relaunch? If there is, I think I'm okay.
Like I said, if he directs a Batman movie or something like that, okay, I'll go see it because he is a very good director. He can get a lot of tension in. I mean, Argo was awesome. There was a lot of tension in there. There was a lot of good acting in there. He could pull together a decent Batman movie. But again, acting. Because in Argo, he was average.
Everything he directed is really good. As I said, my problem is always his acting. But maybe it's just us. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt there. Maybe our listeners are going to be, you're crazy.
It's
great.
True.
If you are, send us some Twitter, send us some email. It's nightwing@legendspodcast.com, operator@legendspodcast.com, and beef@legendspodcast.com.
Yeah.
We're really interested to know. And if you send us enough feedback, we'll respond. And maybe we're crazy.
Well, I am.
But
yeah, I personally as we're recording this, this hit about, 10 minutes ago on the web. I think there's going to be a lot of people saying, oh my God, Daredevil is Batman. That's the first thing they're going to think.
Yes, that's
exactly.
That's the first thing people are going to think.
They're going to see Daredevil. They're not going to see Batman. And that's a problem. That's a huge, huge marketing problem. So even if, let's say, hypothetically speaking, his acting improves, marketing-wise, you are comparing Daredevil to Batman.
I don't think his acting is bad.
I'm sure as we
speak. Movies, but I'm, you know, not that much of a...
Yeah.
But as we speak, there's somebody that has already put on his Facebook a picture of Daredevil with the
And I'm sure there's somebody over at Warner, some bigwig in marketing who is trying to find a way to unspin that or respin it or whatever so that it's not nearly as bad as it sounds in comparison to Daredevil and stuff. But like Wing said, email us, tweet us, whatever. Tell us we're crazy. Tell us we're absolutely dead on right. But yeah, this is kind of huge.
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 And we'll make other special as these news goes on, because this is crazy.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com, where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.